Guys, before we get started here on the BCP, I want to shout out our sponsors for the month of February. The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Guys, please welcome back our podcast sponsors, USDN, the United States Department of Nerds, a podcast presented by Dad Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T., Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stiff, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learned, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being for the people, by the people, and of the people. Here at USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we will always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our link for all our social media and merch. This ad is USDN podcast approved. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Conor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over 150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Guys, I want to shout out one of our favorite sponsors, BKG, Bubba John, Kim, and Gabby. This fam consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba has been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. Please welcome in our new sponsors on the BCP, Masters of Your Memories, featuring celebrity and athlete appearances, pop culture items, toys, memorabilia, and more. Be sure to check out their next event, Masters of Your Memories Autograph and Collectible Show at Rockaway Town Square here in New Jersey on March 30th, featuring the American Gladiators, members of the cast for the hit TV show The Sopranos, and so much more. Thank you, Masters of Your Memories. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. I want to thank our sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling, ahead of their Saturday, February 10th show in Staten Island, New York, featuring AEW superstar Santana, Angel Metro, Darius Carter, E-Rock, Chris Steeler, TJ Marconi, Dexter Obsidian, Tony Booz, Justin Adams, Roger Mendez, and so many more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. Guys, please welcome back to the show. Oh man, we got a long list here. I don't know where to begin. Ahead of his March 15th event, ISPW presents Have a Nice Day at Hackensown High School. Ahead of his 80s Wrestling Con, May 4th at Men's Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Ahead of his 90s Wrestling Con in Atlantic City, New Jersey from July 12th to July 14th. He is the head honcho of the Rock and Wrestling Collector. He is the head honcho over at Masters of Your Memories. And by now, a first ballot future BCP Hall of Famer, our good friend, Mr. Tommy Fierro. Applause track. What's up, Tommy? How are you? Welcome back.
Hey, man. First of all, let me say that I was a little disappointed that Chris made the program and not you on the last pay-per-view, because you are by far the best-looking member of the website. You know.
Oh, I'll let him know you said I appreciate him. And thank you for the shout. I appreciate that. I'm just happy they said BCP Plus on Peacock, so I'm not complaining. Worked very hard, and you had a very big hand in helping me get opportunities, and I want to thank you as well and everyone for the support, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that.
I'm very, 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 very proud of you and the job that you guys are doing. I was marking out myself watching you and Kofi dancing together, man. Love that. So it's cool, man. It's nice to see, and you know, we've known each other, you know, a few years now. Back when I was doing my virtual signings with guys during the pandemic, you would come and you would host some, and that's how we met. And it's amazing to see your growth as well, man. I'm very, very proud of you and the awesome job you guys are doing.
Appreciate you. Also partially responsible for my current relationship, so our firstborn will be named Tommy for sure.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, things are good, man. I appreciate you saying that, but I gotta put you over, Tommy. Like I said, I don't know where to begin. There's literally so much to talk about. Let's go to Hackensown, March 15th. Let's start here. Have a Nice Day. WWE Hall of Famer, I mean, Mick Foley. This is going to be a great event. Not only just the meet and greet with Mick Foley that's available, I believe he's going to be the special guest GM. I believe there's an opportunity to get meet and greets with the three faces of Foley, which is very unique. And also some stellar ISPW talent and matches. I want to talk about ISPW too, but talk to us about the origin of this event. Why Mick Foley?
Well, first of all, if you've been, anyone that's been to my store before, and that, Rob, I know you've been here a few times.
Oh yeah.
It's not the biggest store in the world. So it's like, there's only about, I'd say probably 40 parking spots around the whole parking lot. And there's also a deli here as well. So the store is only about a, 1,000 square feet. So, I mean, you could do signings there. I mean, we do signings there. But if you get someone big like a Bret Hart or a – like you just said, Nick Foley or someone like the Hardy Boys or someone big that you, or Kevin Nash, someone you know that's going to draw a couple hundred people possibly. I literally don't have the space to do it here at the store. So, you know, I usually bring in bigger guests for 80s Wrestling Con or now 90s Wrestling Con and now Misfit Market, Master of Your Memory. So, like, I have to go outside the four walls of my store to do these bigger signings with the bigger guys, just because one, I don't have the space in the store, and more importantly, I don't have the space outside the store to accommodate everyone. It's kind of like running a 200-man Royal Rumble, and there's only 50 parking spots around the ring, around the building. You know,
no comment. Yep.
No. I'm just using it as an example. So I look for different opportunities to bring these guys in. I knew that this particular show at Hackettstown High School was going to be a good one. It's a fundraiser, and the organization is getting behind it strongly. So I feel confident, and me and Mick have been talking about doing something together for a while now. Just our schedules don't cross paths anytime I reach out to him. So I knew it was a good opportunity to have him there because I knew there's going to be people there, and you're going to probably see that more in the future of ISPW. As well, more big name guys coming. The caliber of him it's a spoiler alert. It'll be more events like that, the right type of events where someone like that is going to come in and have some hand in the show, and then also a meet and greet before an intermission as well. But it came down to me and him just going back and forth, wanting to do something, and then this came up, and it just worked out scheduling wise.
I love it. It's going to be amazing, guys. Get your tickets now online. You can visit ISPW on Facebook, on socials. Of course, there's 80s Wrestling Con, or is it 80s Wrestling.com? 80s Wrestling Con.
It's 80s Wrestling Con.com. For this event is for the one for March 15th. Ringside is already sold out. First, second in a row are all gone already. Only general admission tickets remain. Yeah, it's going to be a big show. People can head over to for the general admission tickets. They're only $20 each, by the way, at AmishMike.com. That's AmishMike. AmishMike.com. And then for your anyone that's coming to meet Mick Foley, as far as getting a photo op with them or autographs or bringing your own merchandise to sign, you do need a ticket to get in to the ISPW show to meet Mick. But the tickets for Mick are available on ISPWWrestling.com. So it's ISPWWrestling.com for the tickets for Mick, AmishMike.com for the general admission tickets. And that show is headlined by two New Jersey legends going at it. And you're looking forward to this one, Rob.
Bro. You told me.
Crowbar going one-on-one with Danny Mop. It's going to be a big one.
Perfect segue. And again, I apologize for getting the website, you know, not on the first try. It's been a while since I did one of those virtual signings, so trying to remember what it was. But 80swrestlingcon.com, guys, get your tickets, of course, for a lot of Tommy's events, ISPW as well. So do what Mr. Fierro said, get your tickets. That $20 general admission, that's a steal. I'm just going to say that right now. Tommy, let's talk about this, man. So much I want to talk about ISPW, but I feel you, and I'm watching you level up before our eyes. Let's start with this match that you just touched on. Danny Moff versus Crowbar. Two nominees to be our top guys for 2023 on the indies. These guys are vets. These are two of the best I have ever seen. I'm sure two of the best you have ever seen. I mean, was this a no-brainer? Dude, I'm already going to give them an award for Match of the Year, and it hasn't even happened yet. Was this a no-brainer for you?
Hey, man, listen. It's a new year, right? So I'm letting you know right now. I'm letting everyone know. I got to the point where my shows became a little predictable. You know what was going to happen. I can assure you, I can promise you, no one will know what's coming next when they come to an ISPW show. You never know who's going to show up. You never know what's going to happen. You never know when a title's going to change hands. It's going to be nonstop excitement every ISPW show. You just never know what and if or something is going to happen. And you saw last show, out of nowhere, Casey Navarro won the ISPW Tri-State title against Ray Kalitri. No one saw that coming. No one saw that coming. And
nope.
and that's what I want to do, man. Because running so many shows, maybe my stuff became a little, not, I don't want to say stale, but like like a little, little too predictable. The same guys on the show all the time, and the same storyline, stuff like that. So I'm got a new, totally new engine of oil in me, man, and I'm ready to go in different directions that no one's ever seen before, as far as my shows. And you're right, it is outside of my realm, right? I'm booking something like Danny Moth against Crowbar. But I'm going to do more stuff like that. I am going to bring in different styles. I'm going to bring in different guys from different promotions. It's going to be exciting.
It is exciting. And just, you know, even for me.
I don't mean to cut you off.
Please.
The name of the promotion is Independent Superstars of Professional Wrestling, right? ISPW, Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling. So I'm going to bring in all the independent stars in this area. It's not going to just be ISPW guys. It's going to be guys that you sing the praise of, Rob, on a regular basis. I know.
Yes.
A couple months back, we had a private text message between me and you, and you asked. I asked you, who's out there that? We're slipping the curtain back a little bit.
Oh
right
yeah.
Here. So I asked Rob. I says, who's out there right now that I'm not using that I should be using? Because I respect Rob and I respect his opinion because he goes to a lot of other shows outside of ISPW, and I'm so busy doing all my stuff that I don't get an opportunity to, where I may not get a chance to sit down and watch a video highlight that someone sends me, because as I'm sure any other promoter listening to this right now can imagine that there is hundreds of those things in my inbox. I don't even get, to be honest with you, I avoid my DMs on Facebook. My philosophy is if they know me or if it's important, they can text me or find a way to get my number to text me. I barely even look at my DMs on social media anymore, as far as my personal one goes. But
get it.
Yeah, man.
And thank you for sharing that, Tommy. And I appreciate you picking my brain as well, man. And I feel, you know, the ultimate gauge is the fans, and just the feedback has been like this, you know, not even a fresh coat of paint, but this new changing, ever evolving roster. You know, we see it on the national product all the time. We're seeing you pulling from a lot of the wrestle pros of the world. You know, I know you have a great relationship with them. They're doing some great stuff. And at the end of the day, these are all independent superstars, like you said, and some of the best in the world. We talked about Moff. You briefly mentioned Casey Navarro, who I'm a huge fan of, has been there for me on a personal level multiple times. To see him win that championship, he even said to me after, he's like, I saw you. He's like, your jaw was literally on the floor. Like, Ray was very upset, but, you know, very well deserved. Shout out Casey Navarro. He's got a big match coming up as well, defending against multiple people. Now, when you're bringing in new talent, Where do you, you know, I know you reached out and pulled for me, but like, how do you kind of make the cut? Because there's a ton of independent talent out here. It's very hard to do, and I feel like you've done this seamlessly, and I think you're kind of seeing the rewards already. But how are you able to kind of see who's going to make the next show or be on the roster?
Going forward, it's just what I hear. So if I, and that's the exact same situation why I brought in Casey, and then also wanted to give them the title, because you keep reading someone's name over and over again, right?
Yeah.
And then when you start hearing other people sing the praise of that person, and you keep hearing this person's name, and then you see this person popping up in multiple different promotions, like Leo Sparrow. I'm gonna give Leo Sparrow a shout out right now.
Love Leo.
Leo does a great job of marketing himself, right? So like, as a promoter, Leo's in your not personally in my face, but Leo's in everyone's face. He has the stickers. He has everything. He has the merchandise. He has all that, which is awesome. But he knows. He's a good example of someone that knows how to think outside the box as far as getting the attention of a wrestling promoter, a wrestling promotion. You know, it's not just. And I guess I can give this advice to any wrestler out there that's listening to this. I know that a lot of them do. You got to do more than just send me an inbox. And this is just me personally speaking. This is not for other promoters. This is my personal thing.
Sure.
You got to do more than just send me your resume through, you know, a copy and paste on Facebook and a YouTube link to get my attention. Like, I want, there's nothing better than face-to-face, right? So Joe Klee and Anthony is two perfect examples. So Anthony is a little bit different because Anthony actually was my intern for the store before he became a wrestler. He was in college and he needed credits for his internship, and he And he reached out to me at the Wrestling Collector, and he did promotion and graphics with me. So he's a little bit different, but Joe's the perfect example. I knew Anthony already. But Joe's the perfect example of someone that he kept showing up every show. And Rob, you can attest this because you're at the shows.
Yes.
Before I even knew him, I would always see his face. Always very polite, always setting up, always breaking down. And finally, there was one show where I had an opening, and I says, "Hey man, you want this spot?" He went out there and he fucking killed it. I mean, and I remember the show. I remember the show and everything. It was Barnegat High School. It was him against Eric Corbis, and they went out there and they had such a good match, and he won me over. He's been on every show since then. But it was from him showing up all the time and me seeing his face all the time. Is that what made, like, if you're in my face all the time and I see you all the time, I'm going to be thinking about you, you know? So, and another thing, like, I'll give another example.
Please.
So, back in the day, wrestlers, there wasn't no Facebook, there was no Twitter, there was none of this stuff. So, if you wanted to get the attention of a wrestling promoter or promotion, you know, you would put together a VHS tape with a couple of your matches on it, a couple 8x10s, and you would ship it out to the different promotions. And back then, that's how you got booked on shows. Now, I'll tell you a very embarrassing story real quickly before I continue with this. So
I'm here for it.
I used to get those all the time in the mail as well. Even though I was young, I was like 16, 17 years old, but I was still, you know, I was still running shows, and my promotion was listed at all the different independent, you know, promotions listed. So I would get packages in the mail as well. I remember one time, it's embarrassing. I got a promo package from the Hardy Boys. No. This is probably late 94, probably late 94, early 95. This is like, they were just maybe like a WWE was in their area. They come in and do the shows in the area for them.
Okay.
The extra guys.
Okay.
And I never wound up booking them.
No way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was only 17 years old. I really wasn't running that many shows at the time anyway, maybe once every 3 months. But it's just funny that they had sent me their promo tape and pictures, and I never even called them back. So obviously at 16 or 17 years old, I was I had a pretty shitty eye for talent then, right?
No, not at all, man. Not at all.
And
but it's a funny story, man. And I'm sure a bunch of people are sending you tapes. So hopefully you still have that one somewhere. That's got to be a great, great relic.
I think I do somewhere. But real quickly, I want to make mention. So
please,
people used to do that back in the day to get noticed by different promotions, right? So I think a great, and this is my personal suggestion. I think a great idea would be while everyone's sending those Facebook messages with the copy and paste resume with the link to your YouTube match, I think you should be putting together a nice package. Go out, get a nice folder with pictures. Get a nice, get a little, whatchamacallit, what are you sticking? The drive, with a couple of your matches on it with your promo on it. And you put on a nice outfit and you go to the show in person, you hand it to the promoter. No one does that. If someone came to my show and handed me a package, it says, if you get an opportunity to look at this, I would really appreciate it. I guarantee you, when I got home that night, if it wasn't that night, the next day when I'm at the store, I'm going to plug that into my computer and I'm going to watch that, because they went the extra mile to, one, come there in person, two, dress nice, and three, present me with something to look at other than a copy and paste resume and a link to YouTube. You know what I mean?
I love that. And if you're an indie wrestler listening right now, he just gave you the code right there. If you're trying to get booked for ISPW, if you are listening, you know.
It's not just ISPW. I'm sure no one's doing that, right? So I'm sure any promoter listening to this right now would agree 100%. If someone came to your event dressed up nice and handed you a professional envelope, and inside that envelope was a resume, was some great, you know, 8x10s of you, a flash drive of your matches. You know, that would be impressive. And that was the formula back in the day in the mid-90s. That's because there wasn't no social media. Now, everything is so – everyone's in a rush and doesn't want to take the extra second. and people want shit handed to them. No, you got to go that extra mile, and you got to separate yourself as in many ways differently as possible from everyone else. And that's, again, I'm going to go back to Leo Sparrow and throw him another plug. He does that great.
I love that. And thank you for putting everyone over here as well. I appreciate that. Real quick, shout out Joe Clean. I think he was mentioned briefly in PWI. We just saw it over at Barnes & Noble. So shout out Joe Clean. Anthony, I can't say enough good things about. Talented. I got to work with him over at GPW. We went out to StarCast. We brought all the equipment to Chicago. Anthony drove the whole, 12 and a half hours, whatever it was, to Chicago the whole way back. Would not let anyone else drive. A hard worker. Great in-ring work. I'm an Anthony guy, man, and shout out to All Purpose, and great things are happening for them as well, man. So we appreciate you shouting everyone out.
You want to hear something funny? So
please.
I'm the first one that put Joe and Anthony together, and now they're All Purpose, right? But I randomly tagged them together for the first time. They haven't teamed before, right? Also, I randomly put Leo Sparrow and GKM together.
Really?
For the first time, and now they're the Birds of the Sun. So that's a trivia right there that both of those tag teams, the Birds of the Sun and All Purpose, both came from first working together for the first time, both guys on ISW shows.
It's a perfect fit, man. It's like you've done this before, man. He knows what he's doing. Tommy, I'll switch gears on you real quick, man, before we get into 80s con, 90s con, all that stuff. Let's talk a little bit. I know you got a lot going on, but there's a lot going on with the current product. I'm sure you've heard some things. I'm going to take it back to last year's WrestleMania. We talked about this off air, but you said, bet the house, and I quote, on Roman. I thought that was brilliant. We may have talked about this briefly, but I'll take it back to this before my next point. As a booker, and we see what's going on now, do you kind of feel that still that was the right move? And with what's going on right now with The Rock coming back, being part of the board, a lot of the fans are saying we want Cody. I'm wondering, and I know there's a lot going on right now in professional wrestling, which is great to see. It's very exciting.
I would love to talk about it.
Yes, I want your opinion as a booker, as someone who's been around the business, who's worked with some of these guys over the years. What is your thoughts on this whole thing?
Okay, this is going to air before Thursday's press conference, correct?
It is, and we were invited, but I will not be able to be out in Vegas, but I would have loved to have been there. But so we'll get the Tommy Fierro take.
So I can say this because this is gonna air before Thursday's press conference.
It is now. Yep.
So I got a couple of train of thoughts, and I'm happy you brought this up because I really do want to talk about it.
Yay.
So the first train of thought is that the original plan probably was Roman and Cody. Cody wins the Royal Rumble. He's pointing right to Roman Reigns. If it was a situation where you didn't know which one he was going to pick, then I believe the camera shot should have went back and forth from Roman to Seth and getting both of their lifetime, real-life reactions to Cody Rhodes winning the big one. But it wasn't filmed that way. It was filmed where Cody's pointing and it's Roman Reigns. We as wrestling fans are conditioned for the last 30 years, whoever wins WrestleMania, whoever wins the Royal Rumble goes on to challenge for the title at WrestleMania. Now, last year what happened with Cody and Roman, and they went their separate ways for a long time. And once the Rumble hit and Cody won it, and there was already speculation before the Rumble that The Rock was coming back and it might possibly be Rock and Roman. And I believe, fans are starting to get nervous, especially the Cody fans are starting to get nervous about it. But then when Cody won the big one, I think everyone, dude, had a sigh of relief. Like, it's going to happen. And especially when Cody's pointing to Roman and Roman's fucking selling it. It's happening, right? It's happening.
Exactly.
And then what happened in that 24 hours, but the next day on Raw, Seth is now saying, you want to challenge me for that. You want the real title, you come after me,
And then it was a great promo too. Seth almost sold me too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're thinking at this point, like, that promo is being done as a way to at least build up Seth's belt too to give it more meaning. Because if Cody has to actually think and debate which title opportunity he wants, that gives more credibility to Seth's title, you know?
Yep.
So that's what I thought they were initially doing. And then SmackDown comes and, you know, he comes out there and, you know, he gets in Roman's face, thinks it's about to happen, and he goes, you know, I'm coming after that title, but you know, not at WrestleMania. And then The Rock comes out, and of course you're initially gonna go fucking ballistic when The Rock comes out, because he's The Rock, right? Mm-hmm. So they go crazy. He says something to Cody. Cody leaves. Like, people at this time, they're still so excited about what that The Rock showed up, and that's finally Rock and Roman looking at each other across the ring. But then I think as it was coming to an end, or even after they were leaving the arena and they're walking back to their car, or the fans at home are going to sleep, and like, oh shit, what about Cody, you know?
Yeah.
So throughout the weekend, you know, and you know how, and obviously you know more now than ever because you have your own websites, but you know how quickly, you know, news spreads, especially in the wrestling industry on social media. So, I mean, all Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, all day Monday, all anyone's talking about is Rock, you know, coming back to take Cody's spot in WrestleMania, and all kind of, I mean, to the point where there's wrestling fans out there that are, you know, giving death threats to The Rock's daughter, and it's So listen, here's my take on everything. So initially, when that happened, I was saying what I just said, like, I don't understand why they would do the camera shot they did the way they did it. And now, and yes, I guarantee you it was a way to, and this could be the train of thought, could not be. I think that WWE or TKO, they might have thought The Rock coming back to take on Roman, and it is a dream match. Let's make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is a dream match, and in my personal opinion, as a promoter, it is a much bigger marquee match, mainstream match, than Roman and Cody is. There's no denying that from me. I'm sure from you or for anyone else out there with an educated mind that knows that Rock and Roman is a bigger mainstream attention getter, right? Mm-hmm. And they need all the good publicity they can get right now after the Vince McMahon situation.
Yes.
So the problem is that you have all these Cody fans in today's generation too, Rob. Today's generation wants instant gratification.
Sure.
They don't want no storyline. They don't want no build up. They want what they want, and they want it when they want it, right?
Yep.
So I said this, I was talking to someone yesterday afternoon that's in the business, and I said I'm curious to see which way they go, because either way, people are talking about it, right? And at the end of the day, that's the important part. The people are talking about that and not Vince McMahon. But it's got to the point where these fans are so crazy nowadays, man. Like, they're writing all this. They're like, I know you probably saw it. They hijacked WWE Shop Zone's social media feed saying we ordered a Cody shirt and got a Rock shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all kinds of really negative comments. And at the end of the day, The Rock is not only one of the biggest and most important figures in the history of our industry, but he is still a gigantic part of it. So like you're hating on without seeing the story play out yet or not knowing the end result. And I said to the guy, I would tell everyone to pat a hold up on their judgment and their opinion until after the press conference on Thursday. So
ding ding ding.
You saw it on Raw now. They changed their tone yesterday. They changed their tone. Which direction they're gonna go? Is this match really gonna happen? Like, so they whether they got all that bad feedback throughout the weekend, or maybe, just maybe, Rob, since the Bloodline storyline has been so phenomenal over the last year and a half, or however long it's been going on, maybe it is storytelling at its finest, because now the fans, more than ever, they want Cody to win the big one. And what I would do is, how I would handle it is, and this is me just fantasy booking myself.
Please.
Is Thursday at the press conference, you know, Rock's about to fucking sign the contract. He stops right when he's about to sign it. He looks up at Cody. He says, I can't do it, man. He's like, well, I appreciate you stepping aside. for me to finish my, you know, finish my beef with my family member. It's not about me this year. It's about you. And if Rock says that to Cody and steps back aside, says, Cody, go for the big one. You know how much more that elevates Cody that Rock just stepped aside for Cody? So I wouldn't be surprised if it's just all a planned out storyline to begin with. Now, you want to talk about fucking fantasy booking. What if Rock said afterwards, you know, not only are you going to have this match, but I am going to be the special guest referee to ensure that all the Bloodline members don't get involved. So now that adds another twist to the match, right?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, if Rock's got his back, he's definitely going to win this one, right? And what if, at the end, Rock turns on Cody and goes with the Bloodline? You want to talk about another year drawn out?
Oh, my God.
That's how you do it.
Wow. That...
Now listen, and if that happens, you heard it right here first on this podcast, right?
Yep. I'll make sure this is wow, and I'm so glad I asked that, man, because I wanted to pick your brain on that. And you called
that's
it last
call.
Year. You
that's,
called.
That's, yeah. All right, so that's my call. My call is Thursday. He goes to sign the contract. He says it's your time, not mine. He's the referee of that match. He turns on Cody at the end, and hard times continue for Cody.
Yeah, yeah, gotta tell the story. I'm a fan of like these twists and turns because you get to you know, and some things I agree with, and some I don't. But again, I'm invested. You know, it's like our soap opera, right? I can't wait to see what they say on Raw. You know, Cody didn't really get to say anything, and I think at the end of the day, the support as much as there's negative, the support behind Cody right now is it's not a title win, it's not finishing the story, but you can. Really see, even as a teacher, and this is the question I wanted to ask Cody, as a teacher, a lot of the kids come up to me and they say, instead of saying, hey, I'm going to Trenton, hey, I'm going to Raw, I'm going to SmackDown, and I quote, they say, I'm going to see Cody. And I think you could just see the support behind him and the emotional investment, yeah. Like you mentioned, man. And you got to see this hero conquer, you know, is it he you know, won the Rumble. He pointed to Roman and that's it. We got 2-3 months till Mania. So I'm interested. I appreciate you saying that. But also, first and foremost, somebody check on Dave LaGreca, man. He was wearing a pink robe yesterday. He was all disheveled. Someone check on LaGreca, please. Shout out LaGreca. He's got his show. Saturday night at the Gramercy. So looking forward to that. All right, Tommy, switching gears, and thank you for sharing that. Let's go back to ISPW real quick, then we'll talk about the cons. Commentary team, now we have added Dave Sturcio and Josh Chernoff. I saw that. They are very excited. Our BCP Plus commentary duo of 2023. These guys are great. Can you give us a little bit more on that?
Yeah, man. So like I said, it's a new year, and I'm just looking to do things differently. And, you know, usually I don't get my shows recorded and, you know, broadcast it. And it's not that I don't want to, it's literally a time situation for me. So like I have ISPW, but I only have so much time to give the ISPW, unfortunately, because I also have a store that I run full time called the Rockin' Wrestling Collector, cheap plug, conveniently located on Route 23 in Stockton, New Jersey. So I have the store. And then I have 80s Wrestling Con, which in itself, it takes months and months and months of preparation to put that together, which I'm sure that you are aware of because you've been to all of them and you see the results that day. So that is, it takes up a lot of my time. Now I do 90s Wrestling Con, same situation, that takes up a lot of time. And now I added two other new concepts called Masters of Your Memories, which is a little bit cross between sports, wrestling, pop culture. Same situation with the tables. They're selling that type of merchandise. And it's kind of like a mini Comic-Con where there is, you know, 5 to 8 different celebrities from all different walks of entertainment, whether it be wrestling or baseball or football or an actor or a singer. So that is a new concept I had because while I was away from wrestling and I was the marketing director for the restaurant California Pizza Kitchen, which I know we talked about on a past interview as well. Like I realized that it wasn't just wrestling that I love promoting. I just love promoting and marketing in general. And I learned that by working for California Pizza Kitchen because I was no longer promoting wrestling. I was promoting pizza. But I realized through that it was actually the marketing and promoting aspect of the job that I love so much. So that's why I branched off to do Masters of Your Memories, because let's face it, if you're not a wrestling fan, chances are you're not walking through the door buying an admission ticket. You know, it's why would you? If you don't like wrestling, why are you going to come to a convention and get autographs of wrestlers? However, if you are a baseball fan or a hockey fan or a comic book nerd or whatever, I had a Soprano at my last show, or a fan of the Sopranos, like when you have all different walks of life together, now you're pulling from all different categories, you know, so at least it's more of an opportunity for me to get bodies through the door. So I learned that through marketing with California Pizza, because I just loved marketing and advertising. So I started that, and then I'm also doing another new concept called Misfit Market. That's going to be April the 20th at the Meadowlands Racetrack. I partnered up with the Meadowlands Racetrack, an iconic landmark and location in New Jersey. We're going to be doing all different tables there. Again, sports collectibles, going to be art, comics, toys, sneakers, hot sauce, you know, beef jerkies, records, pop culture, handbags, antiques. Celebrities are going to be there. I got Don Fry from UFC confirmed they're ready to be there. We're going to have a wrestling ring and have a couple ISPW matches during this festival as well. It's going to be, again, on April the 20th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Yeah, so just I'm broadening my horizon, man. That's all I'm doing.
I love it, man. I'm literally writing down the date right now. Meadowlands, obviously, special place in my heart. I know yours as well. You know, old Giant Stadium. I used to watch the Nets, Continental Airlines Arena. A lot of old wrestling down there.
I'll tell you real quick, since you just mentioned
please.
That, man. So I said,
please.
We have a partnership now with the Meadowlands Racetrack, and same situation for me, man. When I was a little kid, my mom and dad would take me to the Brendan Byrne Arena every month to watch the WWF.
Aww.
And back then it was called the Brendan Byrne Arena before it was the Izod Center and Continental Airlines Arena. It was
no way.
Brendan Byrne Arena. So we are doing an event with the Meadowlands Racetrack on June the 29th, and a full ISPW show at the racetrack. It's super cool. There's going to be a wrestling match after each race throughout the evening.
Cool.
So it's going to be race match. It's going to be really, really cool. And we are calling the event the Brendan Byrne Brawl. So it is a full circle for me from my childhood, being able to do an event there, because when I was a kid, the first wrestlers I met was Ricky Steamboat and Big John Studd at an autograph session.
Wow.
At that Meadowlands racetrack that I used to, across the parking lot was the arena I went to every month. To be able to come back there and do the Brendan Byrne Brawl at the Meadowlands racetrack is a huge, huge, huge full circle moment for me.
I love it, Tommy. And I'm very excited again. Meadowlands means a lot. And a little trivia, I did not know it was called that. Because when I started going to Nets games, it was New Jersey Nets, it was Continental Airlines and Izod. So that's very interesting. I appreciate you sharing that. Tommy, I'm going to ask you, I always try to get a little tidbit from you. You know, I'm not a hard hitting journalist, but you got anything for us? Maybe a little BCP exclusive, maybe a little teaser. I mean, you already gave us a little something, but maybe some guest announcements, maybe a hint, maybe a match, anything you got brewing. I mean, you got so much going on right now. Can you give me anything?
Yeah, well, 80s Wrestling Con obviously is our biggest event of the year. It is, last year, fans from 43 states and 8 countries came. It's
dang.
It's getting bigger every year, and we usually always do ISPW Rock and Wrestling following 80s Wrestling Con. This year I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. This year I'm gonna do ISPW matches during the convention. And the reason being is that there's, you know, last year there was, you know, between 1,500 and 2,000 people there, right? So the wrestlers have a much bigger platform to perform in front of a bigger crowd, because a lot of those, you know, they pile away throughout the day. It's a long day, you know? So, but then at nighttime, to switch it up, to try and get more people to come to the night show, this year we are doing the King of the Northeast Indies tournament. It's going to be a 16-man tournament, and it is going to be one night, 16-man tournament to crown the King of the Northeast Indies. Now, this is real life time here. You just asked me for an exclusive. I don't have the exclusive right this second.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that we are going to announce all the competitors for that on your website.
I'm here, dude. First of all, Tommy, thank you for that. Seriously, because I just literally popped right now. But it means a lot to me because there's a lot of these guys and gals that are, or guys in this situation that I've really supported and I think are on another level. And I've seen some that you've announced and, you know, we'll get the full lineup soon, but I think they really deserve it and we'll make sure BCP Plus gives them their due. And I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I started working on it and again, I got sidetracked by a million other projects, but I'm going to jump back on this tournament probably today and tomorrow and maybe with you, Rob, helping me out here.
Absolutely.
I got about 7 to 10. I got about 10 guys confirmed for that tournament. Maybe 6 of them I have announced on my personal Facebook page. I didn't even announce it yet on the ISW and the 80s Wrestling Contest because I want to get the full lineup down. So I'm going to be working on that today and tomorrow, actually. And I think by this time next week, we can announce that. Maybe next Monday, we can announce all the competitors on your website exclusively.
I'm here for it, man. And we're going to clip that so everyone can hear it. I got a couple clips. I'm going to clip the Roman thing as well. And Tommy, obviously, Wi-Fi issues over there at the store, so they can't see our handsome faces right now. But they couldn't handle it anyway, so...
They know, brother. They know.
They know so much handsome. All right, Tommy. Last one. I'll let you get out of here, man, because we got so much to talk about. Let's real quick. You know what? I want to talk about 90s Wrestling Con first. Atlantic City whole weekend. I am so excited for that. Might make a little weekend of it coming down. Now, we talked about this briefly on the podcast about you doing the 80s thing. Now, you know, and I think it's a great play moving into the 90s Wrestling Con. You know, I came up maybe in the Ruthless Aggression era, so I kind of saw the tail end of like the 90s wrestling stuff a little bit when I came up in the business. But I have to ask you, man, your thoughts on 90s Wrestling Con, taking it down to Atlantic City as well.
Yeah, man. So, first of all, Atlantic City, especially for a weekend in the summertime, that's like a getaway. You know?
I can't wait.
That sounds cool. Like, oh, we're going, you know, I'm going to Atlantic City for the weekend for 90s Wrestling Con. Like, that just sounds, it sounds hip. It sounds cool. It sounds happening. All seriously, like, there's a reason why I went with 90s Wrestling Con. I did the first one back at the end of September with Kevin Nash. And
Dudley.
This is my fifth 80s Wrestling Con. And, you know, it's right now, it's just, you know, primarily in New Jersey, unless we start touring it around, which is definitely a possibility.
Ooh, a little teaser.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a teaser. So if that's the case, you can only bring in so many names to this area without, unfortunately, reusing the same guys because so many of the legends from that time period are unfortunately no longer with us, you know? So
yeah.
There's only so much different things you do. Like this, like I even try to switch it up by doing, you know, 80. Last year I did, you know, Feud of the 80s photo op with Demolition and the Powers of Pain. Granted, they've both been to 80s Wrestling Con before, but not in a situation where you can stand in between two of the most iconic tag teams of the 80s and get a photo with both teams at the same time. I did the same thing with Wendy Richter and Lalani Kai. I said, you know, you come and get your picture taken with one of the matches from the original first WrestleMania. So, like, you got to think outside the box as far as promoting 80s wrestling kind of events go, especially when you start using the talent 2, 3, 4 times. Like, Demolition, I bring them in every year, but they kill it every year. So, why wouldn't I? I'm saying you got to think outside the box because you're playing with a very, very, very limited roster, especially when you've had the guys in once or twice, or in some cases every year, you know. So the 90s one was a no-brainer for me because you now have a pool of literally hundreds and hundreds of people to choose from. And it's more opportunities, you know, primarily.
I love it, man. And Tommy, you're doing so much, man. I want to be respectful of your time. Before we get out of here, man, let's get your stuff in, brother, like they say. We got to get that shameless promo in. Once again, tell everyone where they can get tickets. I mean, obviously, 80s Wrestling Con, 90s Wrestling Con. You announced some other things going on here. We have the Have a Nice Day show. Just where everyone can get tickets for all this great stuff. It's going to be a fun next couple months, man.
Oh, yeah, and I think I'll leave it off because we already talked about all the different events we have coming up and, we're not hard to find on the internet. I do want to make mention, though, that I'm very excited about another event ISPW has in March. It's on March 22nd at the Totowa PAL. In Totowa, it is going to be a 30-man golden ticket rumble.
Yes.
And it's a full-fledged style WWE Royal Rumble match. Every minute, there'll be another entrant coming in. We did a similar thing a couple years back. It was 20-man. But this is going to be a full-fledged, and I'm bringing in people from different promotions as well, as you've been seeing, I've been announcing. And it's got my creative juices flowing, man.
Dude, I'm excited. You know I'm excited for that. And like I always say, Tommy, I appreciate you giving everybody a platform, giving everyone their flowers, giving everyone my favorite word, opportunity, myself included. Just thank you for everything, Tommy, man. Continued success moving forward. And thanks for making the time, man. We appreciate you.
Handsomest guy I know, brother.
Oh, no, that's what you say when you look in the mirror. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Thanks, guys.